A two-day training for the South Sudan National Police Service officers opens in Juba. Well, the training is part of the efforts being taken by the United Nations mission in South Sudan in collaboration with key partners to create an enabling environment for the police to prevent sexual violence crimes throughout transitional justice process. Well, joining me this morning to tell us more about the two-day training is Ms. Victoria Ngali, who is the Acting Senior Women Protection Officer or at the Office of the Senior Women Protection Advisor. She joins us live on the studio. Victoria, good morning and good to have you on Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning, Sabit, and thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, tell us, what is the main reason behind this two-day training?
This particular workshop event with the SSNPS is aimed at strengthening the capacity of the SSNPS through awareness raising and sensitization as relates to sexual violence crimes as one of the key focus areas of the implementation plan of the joint communique, which is a document that was signed in October 2014 between the government of South Sudan and the United Nations. And as you may already be aware, the joint communique contains a set of practical and political commitments to prevent and end the use of sexual violence in conflict. And basically, the government specifically has committed itself to training police and military personnel, as well as speaking out publicly against sexual violence, as well as increasing efforts towards raising awareness about these crimes. So we hope that the workshop will form a forum that is participatory, open and consultative, whereby we will be exploring every practical and sustainable solution to many of the challenges and setbacks the SSNPS continues to face.
But SSNPS just means South Sudan Police Service, just to be clear there.
Yes, the challenges and setbacks that they continue to face in effectively addressing and preventing and deterring sexual violence crimes.
Yes, and why focus this training on the police? And what kind of message will the United Nations be flagging us at this training?
Well, in terms of the overall focus for sexual violence in conflict, we are not only focusing on the South Sudan National Police Service. We are actually focusing on different targets such as the SPLA and other security forces, which includes also the SSNPS. So similar targeted training events have also so far been carried out and will continue to be organized for these training targets. And this is a joint effort, and usually facilitators are drawn from the UN system, the government and civil society organization, who are actually part of the joint technical working group that oversees the implementation of the joint communique. And the overall chairmanship is from a focal point that has been appointed from the Office of the President. Another reason why we have a special focus on the SSNPS is due to the fact that after the outbreak of the conflict in December 2013 and then again last year in July 2016, the SSNPS continued to be listed in the annexes of the UN Secretary General's report on conflict-related sexual violence as a party to conflict in South Sudan, in regard to whom the UN had documented credible information as perpetrators on conflict-related sexual violence against civilians during the different situations of armed conflict. However, with the signing of the joint communique in October 2014, the SSNPS is now taking measures towards a possible delisting, and one of these measures is building their capacity through sensitization and awareness raising. So for us, the main messages we'll be passing across during this specific workshop will be, first, the fact that conflict-related sexual violence is a prohibited act under international human rights law, humanitarian law, and other South Sudanese national laws. The second message is in regard to the fight against impunity, and we will be sending a reminder to the SSNPS about their mandated obligations in regard to upholding the rule of law and protection of civilians. And we will be highlighting the role the SSNPS is carrying out, it can play in carrying out comprehensive investigations for conflict-related sexual violence crimes, to ensure effective legal remedies for victims and survivors, as well as carrying out police investigations that can contribute to the effective administration of justice for perpetrators. And finally, we will also be sending a reminder to the SSNPS on their responsibility to protect, including the responsibility to uphold the SSNPS code of conduct in their individual capacity, so that perpetrators of sexual violence are not persons found among the SSNPS, who ideally have a mandate to maintain law and order among communities as a step towards protection of civilians, especially the most vulnerable, including women and children.
Yes, we understand the problem of sexual violence is still a huge problem, especially in a country where this conflict like South Sudan. Why do you think a training like this would be of great help?
For me, a training workshop like this one is quite critical for the police, in that the sessions we will be delivering basically incorporate relevant topics that are geared towards finding practical and sustainable solutions to some of the dilemmas that the SSNPS continue to face in regard to their roles in addressing sexual violence crimes, and as part of the implementation of the provisions of the joint communique. So by the end of the two-day training, we hope that the police will continue to play a greater role and pay closer attention to towards the prevention and response to sexual violence crimes through effective police investigations that will lead to administration of justice for perpetrators, effective legal remedies for victims, including as a preventive measure that can enhance deterrence. So we also hope that the SSNPS accelerates the means by which they can form effective partnerships across the board so that they can effectively address sexual violence crimes, because in the joint communique there is an highlight that talks about the need to improve the multisectoral response to ensure comprehensive services and protection for survivors. And I'm talking here about medical services, psychosocial support, legal assistance, and also access to justice.
Yes, you've been referring to this communique since we're starting our discussion here. Now, it's almost 3 years since this joint communique, which was signed between the United Nations, the Special Representative of the Secretary General on Sexual Violence and Conflict, and the President of the of South Sudan on Prevention and Addressing the Conflict-Related Sexual Violence Crimes. Now, 7 concrete measures were agreed on this particular communique. Is there any progress made 3 years down the road?
Yes, I must say that quite some progress has been made, as there are concrete steps that the police is making towards this end. For instance, the SSNPS are already part of the joint UN and government technical working group that oversees the implementation of the joint communique. And in this technical working group, the police have already proposed concrete measures that they have, which have been incorporated into the implementation plan of the joint communique, and these are steps that the police intends to take towards prevention, addressing, and deterring the occurrence of sexual violence crimes. And in particular, the Inspector General of the Police has also appointed a committee of police focal points to specifically draft an action plan and a detailed metrics of activities that the SSNPS will be carrying out in order to address sexual violence crimes. And for the action plan, we hope that it will capture reinforcing measures such as the establishment of special protection units with dedicated capacity and resources to investigate and handle cases involving sexual violence crimes. Also, recruiting more female police officers to attend to victims of sexual violence who come forward to report such atrocities in police stations is also another major focus in the right direction for the police. And already a lot of awareness raising and sensitization of the police is happening, and we will continue to support these efforts as the UN and other partners. All in all, a lot still remains to be done. And with the acknowledgement that sexual violence is a problem that needs addressing, including the tremendous amount of goodwill from the government of South Sudan at the highest level, I can say that the SSNPS is definitely headed in the right direction, but a lot still needs to be done.
All right, Victoria, let's leave it like that. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.